Hello, this is Esperanza Ray, and I want to welcome you to New Consciousness, New World. Today we're going to, like I said, for the next few weeks, we're going to be discussing 2012, which is a subject that seems to be of interest to a lot of people. And since I wrote the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, we're going to be discussing some of the information and topics in the book. And specifically, the book is written in reverse chronological order, actually. So we're actually starting in the book. It starts with the future, working our way back into the present. The book goes 14,000 years into the future and comes back into the present, or a very near future present and very near past. Because some of the things that I was provided in this vision, which comprehends the book, have already taken place, and they will continue to take place until the ultimate result. So we're going to be talking about that. And for the purpose of the radio show, though, we're going to be doing it in chronological order. So I'm actually starting section 3 of the book called The Point of No Return. And basically, this is one of the visions that I was given through spirit, and specifically the person or the being of light that provided this vision, is his name is Metatron. And I'd like to discuss a little bit about Metatron, but before I do that, let's just focus a little bit on what the radio show is going to be about today. Like I said, we're going to talk about the point of no return. What exactly does this mean? So we'll be discussing that. We'll talk about the beginning, the choices that we have made that have set us on our current path. So we'll be talking about that. And we'll be talking about different aspects of world changes, changes in the U.S., changes in Europe, Asia, etc. We'll also be talking about, towards the end of the program, I should say the last part of the program, we're actually going to be doing a meditation, because like I said, the purpose of the radio show is to be of service to you, to humanity, to the listeners, and whoever can benefit from the things that I have learned through spirit. My goal and my mission is to pass on the information, knowledge that I have received, and provide that information to others. And the radio show is a means, a media, to do this. And that's going to be our focus and our goal. So towards the end of the show, we're going to, I would say the last 30 minutes or so, will be focused on a meditation that you can be using to help yourself to relax, to go to what is called the alpha state. And I'll explain more about that towards that part of the show, the last part of it. All right, and throughout the shows that are to follow, we will be providing additional techniques that are only going to build on what you are getting at this point. So we'll start with simple meditation and how that works and what that means, and then we'll build up to other techniques and methods that you can use for different purposes, like manifesting, healing, finding balance, connecting with spirit, and so on. All right, so back to the topic at hand right now, the first part of the show, and again, the point of no return. So what exactly does the point of no return mean? Because there's a lot of prophecies, a lot of conclusions of what 2012 will hold and what are the future of the world is supposed to be. And they provide different options. However, the point of no return in regards to my book and in regards to what Spirit has shown me means that there was a series of choices that were made in our very recent past in the last 10 or so years, which have set us on the path of no return. That means we reached a choice point where we had different options. We made a choice, option 1, 2, or 3, and based on our choice, we are currently on our path. And we're going to be talking about that in more detail. So let's talk about the beginning. This section, comprehensive time from the election of President G.W. Bush and a bit beyond the present day. These are events that recently occurred, are occurring, and will occur shortly. So it's a very near future. And these visions that I had, three of them are the key visions that basically outline the book. However, there are other visions that I've had throughout my entire life, and these visions are also brought into play in the book. We're dealing now with visions provided by a being of light called Metatron. As you know, in heaven, as on planet Earth, there is a hierarchy of beings of light, ascended masters, angels, and within the angel realm, there is a hierarchy. You have different levels of angels within that arena. Metatron is supposed to represent the highest hierarchy of the angels. He is basically in charge, and not only is he in charge of the angels, but he is also the voice of God. And I'm going to read to you a little description from an incredible book called The Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge, The Keys of Enoch, written by Dr. Hertog. He's a double PhD, an incredible intellect of our time. We're very, very lucky to be sharing the knowledge that he actually has been taken up into the presence of God. And when he was returned back to our space-time, he wrote this book, The Keys of Enoch. And again, his name is Dr. James Hertog. So let's see exactly who is Metatron and what he represents in relation to the hierarchy of angels, the hierarchy of God, the beings of light, and in relation to us as human beings. To enter a master pyramid of light of the Father, the pyramid behind all central control pyramids, this is basically a structure or a hierarchy of, you know, God. In the same way that we have it, we have the people, we have the senators, governors, and so on, going up the scale until you reach the top. And the top of the pyramid is the president. Well, the top of the hierarchy of light, obviously, is God. And to reach the ultimate pyramid, which is where God resides, we have to go through the presence of Metatron. Our energy vibration would never be able to stand the power, the energy, the vibration, the intensity of that energy if we were not protected and brought into balance. So that's why our spiritual evolution is a progression. And so Metatron, to enter the Master Pyramid, which is in the presence of God, of the light of God, of the Father, the pyramid behind all central control pyramids, it is necessary to use the wavelength of Metatron, which allows the Metatronic physics of light to operate within you so that you can see the planetary fields of light that exist through all higher orders of intelligence. You can see how the hierarchies are joined together through the throne of the Father. So there are several major pyramids. The major pyramids, the Sun Pyramid from the Triad, in conjunction with the Rigel and Ventilgrit Lord of Light program from Midway Station Pyramid. So there's a variety of different pyramids, but the central one, the control center of all the pyramids, is the Master Pyramid, or also the Pyramid of the Father, central control. In the name of Metatron, man thus becomes an active co-participant in the higher heavens of creation. It is only through Metatron that man is able to access the energy vibration of the Godhead. The astrophysical pyramids act as focal points to energize ideas which enable the species to evolve to the next stage of light technology, where it can begin to receive the capstone of light. This capstone will take man technology into other worlds of light. In the name of Metatron, man thus becomes an active co-participant in the higher heavens of creation. Metatron is the creator of the outer light, which penetrates the region of formlessness and void, allowing for the dawning of the living light of Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh in regions of the outer universe, which is where our planet, our galaxy, is located. Metatron provides the light envelope for the thought forms of the Ancient of Days. These, in turn, are used by the Creator God in newly evolving regions to create their own hierarchical patterns, which eventually merge these regions with the Father's house of many mansions. So I don't want to lose you here with all this very high-level definition of who Metatron is. But basically, Metatron serves the Ancient of Days. So Metatron, who serves the Ancient of Days, is to Enoch a revealer of secrets and a jurisdictional aspect of the Lordship emanating from the Ancient of Days. Metatron, from the Father's bosom, delivers to Enoch the books of the current of the court of Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh to be transcribed for the sun universes and the lower planetary world. So it's basically through Metatron that Enoch receives his information, and it is through also Metatron and Enoch that Dr. Hertog receives his information and to discuss and talk about this. There's a couple of more things that I'd like to touch upon. Our world was originally commissioned in the Father's name, but was intercepted by the fallen masters who applied their law of vibration to this creation. In other words, what that means is that we were created by God to live as beings of light, to have a perfect world in a perfect environment where all things were abundant and in good vibration, in balance with God, and in union with God. So what happens now is the hierarchy, the fallen hierarchy, intercede or intervene because they were not happy with that plan. They thought that man didn't deserve to have that privilege of free will as well as, our ability to be almost at the level of perfect being. So they got angry and they decided to intercede and intervene and lower our energy vibration, creating the chaos that we now experience, creating the negativity that we have. Because the original inhabitants of this station violated the laws of applying the higher physics of cosmic law, the Lords of Light confused the language of man in such a manner that man to this day cannot apply the keys of the Eastern vibrations of light with the Western vibrations of light. What that means is the keys are certain words that they represent different symbols or energy vibration meanings that would help humanity to ascend to its rightful place, which is in a way where we are right now. We're back to that part of our evolution. However, men will soon have the ability to once again assimilate the physics of the cosmic law and understand the power of Metatron's light, which governs the outer redemptive cycle of the Father's love expressed through the Christ. This will be done through the issuing of new teachings, which will break the sacred seals on the old scrolls and bring men into new age. This is why the Book of Knowledge is being given. And not only the Book of Knowledge, but this is why all these books, all these teachers are being given knowledge, because man has reached this point of transcending our current level of evolution and moving into our next level of evolution. This is part of the reason why I was provided these visions, and this is part of the reason why I have dedicated my life, or the rest of my life, to doing, accomplishing exactly that. An interesting thing that I just wanted to touch on that Hertog mentioned in this key is the fact that he said something very interesting. As long as man thinks he is God, he will never acquire the angelic radiation of true creation. For this reason, man remains lost in space and crucified to his body of relativity. His scientific consciousness tells him that he is the only life force in the tree of life, which is the galaxy, and that he is God. Hence, he does not have the humble himself to the higher intelligence which is there to create in him more godliness. So we basically deny our divinity by denying the existence of a higher being of light and consider ourselves as God. Now, this is the perspective of the hierarchies of the fallen hierarchies, actually. However, I think we've touched enough on Metatron to understand that basically he represents the voice of God. And why me? Why was I chosen to be given these visions? Well, that's an interesting question. Because simple, I have dedicated a lot of my time, a lot of my effort to search, to ask, to question. And he who seeks shall be given. He who knocks, it shall be opened. So that's what I have been doing. And through my spiritual progression, I've had different teachers. I've had actual physical teachers that have taught me different things and who I have learned a great deal of wonderful information, powerful information. And then it evolved into the beings of light. I've had Mary as my teacher, Jesus, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, Raphael. And from Michael, the next step in the process was Metatron. And believe me, a few years ago, I did not know who Metatron was, and I was a little reluctant to be transferred from an angel that I thought, you know, was very powerful like Michael, and then to work with Metatron and realize how magnificent and how incredibly powerful Metatron is, and to work in this vibration was a blessing, a challenge as well as a blessing, but nonetheless an incredible blessing. So let us go now back to our topic at hand, which is 2012. Metatron explains humanity has the ability of free will. This means that humanity has the ability to create its reality. Before a person is born into the world, there is a plan. Believe it or not, there is. Our life just doesn't happen, you know, by chance. It actually, there is a plan. And the person to participate in the plan is as much ourselves as beings of light who guide us before we take on a body, before we incarnate. So before a person is born into the world, there is a plan. The person designs a plan with the help of an advisory group of light beings. The plan includes events that could happen, events that should happen, and events that must happen. And why could, should, and must? Simple, because those events dictate or help to determine how we're going to follow through on the plan that we have selected for us. Part of that plan can be something as simple as who are the parents that we're going to have, the country you're born in, the type of education you're going to have, whether you're going to live in a certain area of the country or a different area of the country, where you're going to travel, who you're going to meet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who your siblings are, who your friends are. These events can be people you need to meet, your choice of parents and relatives, the place of time of birth, travel, or relocation from one place to another, even what you are going to be when you grow up. They can include the challenges you are going to face, opportunities that will help you grow, how you respond to people, challenges, opportunities, and events. It's basically up to you. You can choose to accept things as they come and respond gracefully, or you can choose to react out of conflict, anger, frustration, fear. People you meet, well, that's an interesting one. I'd like to touch a little bit more on that. We have a choice that certain people may come into our life based on the choice we make. Some people should will come into our lives based on the choices we make. And how we react to these people, we can choose to be loving, kind, caring, nurturing, supportive people to each other, or we can choose to be aggressive, angry, bitter, in conflict. And then we ask ourselves, why is this person in my life? Well, I have to share this with you. In my case, in my personal experience, even those people, the ones that create the pain, the frustration, the hurt, they create problems for you. They create situations which, you know, are not comfortable, whether it be in your work environment, at home, with your friends, places you go. These people are the ones that have taught me the most valuable lessons. So each person I have met, to me, has been a teacher, someone that I can always learn from. Now, that doesn't mean the lessons were easy, the lessons were appreciated. However, when I look back in retrospect and I see the outcome, there's always, to every situation that has been painful, there's always a positive outcome regardless. So that is what we really need to focus on, and not focus on this person hurt me, this person did this, this person put me down. Think of what has that, how has that challenged you? Where has that led you to? And some of the things that might challenge you, it could be the results, the cause and effect based. Some of these changes can be the cause and effect based on your negative or positive beliefs, thoughts, words, or actions in the fourth dimension. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So what does this mean? That basically, these people can challenge your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, and your actions in our current reality, in our current existence. And for every action that we do, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if we put out love, if we put out care, if we put out consideration, if we put out respect, that's exactly what we're going to receive in return. So when those things are not happening for us, then we need to ask ourselves, what am I doing? What am I not doing that is setting me on this current path? Also, it might have to do with reincarnation and the fact that, you know, you have to attune yourself for things you've done in the other existences, address karma, address cause and effect. Every situation is intended for your transformation, your ascension into the light. This is true at the individual or personal level. It is also true at a global or collective level. This is how it works. In the same way there is an individual plan, there is a plan for the planet, solar system, galaxy, and universe. The decisions you make as individuals, your plan affects the decisions in your local area. You affect the country as a whole, and the country as a whole affects you. The country also affects the whole collective, and in turn, is affected by the collective. You determine how you respond to each other. Based on these collective choices, the fate of a town, city, state, country, or planet, universe, can be sealed at a given point. This means that there is a choice point when you can determine the outcome. However, after you reach the choice point and make a decision, the plan is locked in place. Your choices are final, and the outcome is formed. That means that the outcome is now set in the almost per se in stone. What you can still change, though, is how you react, how you respond. You can come from a place of anxiety, anger, fear, frustration, or you can come from a place of balance, calm, trust, faith, knowledge, knowing that the whatever the circumstances are right now, this is just temporary. The effect is similar to throwing a stone into a pond. When the stone enters the water, there is a ripple effect throughout the pond. The stone affects the pond, and the pond affects the stone. As the stone hits the water, it skips a couple of times and then sinks to the bottom. This is what's happening to Terra, to our planet. affect your environment. Terra. Terra, as the stone in the solar system, creates a ripple effect that expands through you, the solar system, the galaxy, and the universe. Humanity's purpose is to transcend and ascend. In other words, to evolve. As humanity ascends, so does Terra. As Terra ascends, so does humanity. So basically, our paths are parallel. They're running side by side because our reality is a manifestation of ourselves. And it reacts to us. It reacts to how we respond. So if we can find that balance, which is the purpose of the transformation, it is the purpose of the ascension, that's when we can create our true heaven on earth, when we can create perfect balance and perfect existence. Humanity had the option to avoid the catastrophe of 2012 to a certain extent. It could have had made different choices. It could have basically taken other action. However, after a certain events took place and certain choices were made by us, you, me, and our global leaders, society reached the point of no return. And that's where we are right now. So let's look at the two major events based on my vision of what these two major choices that we have made, that we took action on, how that has set our current path. Two major events took place to set the planet on its current path. Event one was the election of G.W. Bush. Yes, George W. Bush was the first, I would say, the first key that we turned that has set us on our current path, on our point of no return. The election was close. This was a collective choice. The people elected him, or I should say, some of the people elected him, because obviously some people vote for one candidate and some people vote for a different candidate. He was the right man for the job, so I'm told, now why was he the right man for the job? Basically, what this means is that he was the person who would set the stage or help to set the stage for our current path. He made the choices which lead us into the chaos needed to motivate humanity to take action and start the process of rebirth, because this is what we're going through. And trust me, rebirth can be very painful, so the sooner we can get gather our wits about us and find balance within ourselves, the sooner we can start to manifest a more balanced surrounding. And I have to say, this was one of the major choices that was made by a large group of people. Now, understand that when electing a president, from the moment he is sworn into office, he represents the country. Although he may not be elected by everyone, he is elected by the majority, supposedly. Behind him, there is a complex structure of people, money, services, commitments, responsibilities, and much, much more. He may seamlessly and seemingly make the decision, yet there's a very large group of people involved behind him, advising him, guiding him, giving him direction. You have to realize he's stepping up to a stage, and he has to come up to speed on what is the current state of the country, and from there make decisions, take steps to accomplish the ultimate goals that he was elected for. Not all these people are his direct or official advisors. There are times when the head of state is criticized as the public figure representing the government in the country. His decisions are not always welcome, and he can be at times controversial. Be reminded that there is no one person really responsible for our outcome. We are really all responsible for the outcome, because when we select, whether it be a president or a senator or a governor or anyone that we vote for, it is our provides outcome and results. So it is very important that we provide positive reaction, positive response, and we hold those people that we vote for accountable for the choices they're making. We have to be an active participant, not a passive one. So what does this mean? That basically, it's not just the president, the one taking control and making the choices. He is responding also to us, the public. He is responding to all the other structures within the government and realizing what needs to be done and how this affects each of the other areas, including us, you and me. President Bush has another important role, which was the second event, to set our current path. Choice two was making the decision to go to war in the Middle East, Iraq and Afghanistan, basically. So when he made the decision to take action and be part of this, the war in these two countries, basically that has set the stage that we're currently on. The world is at war. The expansion is contained for the moment. Basically, this is a world war. It's not a war of independence. It's not a war of just one country, but it's a group of countries involved. So we are currently at war worldwide. And the expansion of the war at the moment is contained. However, this is not going to be true, you know, in short. This is the beginning of the chaos, and you already know how the war will progress. While these are two key events, they are not the only ones. So at this point, we already know what this has led to so far in our very recent past and up to our present. Metatron continues to show me and explain to me, prior to these two key decisions, there are other possibilities or options. Once the critical choices were made, a set of chain reactions started to unfold, and they will continue to unfold until, again, we reach the ultimate outcome. They will reach maximum climax when the war is fought on, get this, every continent. The desolation will be great, as will the desperation. Some of the events mentioned here have already occurred. For example, the flooding of New Orleans, which is still demolished, and little has been done to basically rebuild this area. Later, there is a tsunami that hit Indonesia and several other locations. Help is provided, but the progress is still slow. There will be record snowstorms in various parts of the world. Now, this is still stuff that's going to be coming in our very near future. Places that barely saw snow will now have record storms. There will be heavy rains and landslides in semi-desert areas. This is already happening in areas like California, and the record snowstorms have occurred in several places in Europe. For example, I can specifically mention Spain. In certain areas, they have received incredible record storms of snow where there was hardly any snow previously in previous years. So we're already getting some of this now. Violent earthquakes in Haiti and Chile, which were devastating for these countries and from which they will not recuperate. Other countries will also be hit. And see, right now, we're in a position or in a place where we can provide help to some of these devastated countries or devastated areas within a specific country. However, the point in time will be reached where, between the wars, the natural disasters, and the economy, the country's resources will be depleted by trying to help different countries. So they will no longer really be able to provide as much support as they would like. Well, we will continue this conversation in our next show, and we will just continue to discuss more about this. So I'd like to take about a 5-minute break, And when we come back, I'd like to share the meditation that we discussed earlier, something that you can take home and use. Okay? So I'll talk to you in a few minutes. Okay, let's continue with the vision, and then we can move into the meditation in a little bit. Let us finish a little bit with this. Now is the time to start training. Basically, the purpose of this book is to also provide you with information on what you can do, how you can change your life, how you can modify our current situation, so that when we are in chaotic moments, and they will come, then we can address them from a place of balance and calm. Now, let's see. We can now start the time to do training, to develop our intuition, and to awaken the power within. Now is the time to determine where you want to be. Now is the time to choose what your focus will be. Start cleaning house and let go of the fear, because that is what this process is. This is the rebirth. We are basically going through a cleaning of our house. We're bringing out all the crap that we have stored out, all the crap that we need to get rid of, and we are bringing that, and we're starting anew. We're going to clean, and it's going to get messy. However, when you have a nice clean house, when you have a nice clean mind, when you have a nice clean state of being, then everything else is incredible and powerful and wonderful. All right? So let's start now, since we have not gone to break. Let's go ahead and continue with our meditation. What I'm going to show you today or share with you is going to alpha state and also how to bring your body into a relaxed state. It's very simple, really. I'm going to walk you through it so you do not need to do anything yourself. You can just relax, sit in a balanced position with your feet flat on the floor, hands on your lap, and then I will walk you through the meditation. However, before we do that, let me just simply explain a few concepts so that you can better understand what we're doing and why we're doing it. And most important, how it can benefit you. We're going to be going to what is called the alpha state, and we will do a specific type of breathing to enter that state. What is the alpha state? Alpha state is a state of being where all things are in balance, not just within your body, because that's what you're doing. You're going to be bringing your balance into that state. However, you're going to additionally be doing the balancing with the universe, bringing your body into fine-tune attunement or fine-toning with the universe, where at the alpha state, the universe is vibrating at a perfect level of being. So let's do that right now. We're going to be going to the alpha state, and I'm going to ask you to take 3 deep breaths, and you want to do that very, very slowly, all right? When you breathe in, just inhale very slowly and deeply, and then when you exhale, you mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. And you do this mentally. You do not actually say it out loud. Then you take another deep breath, and as you inhale, breathe in slowly and deeply, filling your chest, the abdomen, and the lower stomach area. So until that is filled with oxygen, and then as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2, 3 times. Then you take another deep breath, and as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1, 3 times. That brings you to the alpha state. What we now want to do in the alpha state is we want to provide a point of reference where your body is completely relaxed. So I will be going through a long relaxation. So when you actually go into the alpha state, all you have to do is quickly do the same visualization that I'm going to be sharing with you, and your body will automatically know how to tune itself or tone itself to this vibration. This will help your body to understand what it feels to be completely relaxed, to be in perfect balance and harmony. And while you're in this process, it's a type of meditation, an active meditation. You don't leave your mind blank. On the contrary, your mind is very active and guiding the body, telling the body, bringing the body back into balance and perfect being. This is when the body chooses to regenerate. And as you know, it has a great deal of benefits: releasing stress, providing mental clarity, it improves memory, improves your breathing, because this type of breathing increases your lung capacity, and most important, it helps your body to heal. So when you're at this state, you understand that through meditation, you can actually slow down the process of aging. As a matter of fact, people who've been meditating for a number of years can most times look 5, even 10 years younger than they actually are, because they're bringing their body back into a state of regeneration, of health, of balance, and a perfect vibration, which is what was intended for us. All right? So let's go ahead and sit ourselves in a comfortable position. I'm going to do the same. Relax. Close your eyes. Put your feet flat on the floor and your hands on your lap. It doesn't matter what you do with them. You can just lay them down on each one of your legs, and that's fine. The important thing is to be comfortable. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And as you inhale, go deep. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, release all tension and ligament pressures from any part of your body. Again, take another deep breath, and as you inhale, focus the breath to any part of your body that feels any discomfort, any tension, any stress. And as you release all tensions and ligament pressures from any part of the body. One more time. Take another deep breath. And as you inhale balance, harmony, peace, calm. And as you exhale, release any tensions, ligament pressures from this part of the body. Now, I want you to focus your attention on the top of your scalp. You'll feel a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation, which indicates that your scalp is completely relaxed. Focus your attention. Feel that vibration at the top of your scalp, relaxing, soothing, healing this part of the body. Feel the beam of light, a blue and white light, moving to the scalp at the atomic, subatomic, and quantum levels, bringing everything into balance, perfect harmony, perfect state. Relax. Now visualize the beam of blue and white light moving down your forehead, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body, bringing everything into perfect state, perfect balance, perfect being, penetrating into the subatomic quantum levels of the body. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down your eyes and eyelids, relaxing, soothing, healing this part of the body. Feel the the body filled with perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect being, penetrating all the way to the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level. Relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down your cheek and jaw, relaxing, soothing, healing the rest of your face. Feel the beam of light penetrate down into the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect being. Relax and go deeper. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down the neck and shoulders, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Feel as if gentle hands are massaging your neck and shoulders. Feel the beam of light penetrate all the way to the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect being. And this is so. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down the upper arm, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of light penetrate into the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, bringing everything in this part of the body into perfect health, perfect balance, and perfect being. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down the elbows, lower arms, into the wrists, through the hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Feel the beam of light penetrate all the way to the atomic, subatomic, quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect being. Relax. Take a deep breath. Exhale, relax, and go deeper. Relax and go deeper. Now focus your attention on your chest and upper back, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Feel the beam of light penetrate all the way to the subatomic, atomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect being. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down the stomach and middle back, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Feel as the beam of light penetrates into the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect health, and perfect being. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down your abdominal and lower back. Relaxing, soothing, healing this part of the body. Feel the beam of blue and white light move deep into the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down through your thighs, relaxing, soothing, and healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light penetrating to the atomic, subatomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect being in the system. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down the knees, the calves, the ankles, through the feet, all the way to the tips of your toes. Relax. subatomic, atomic, and quantum level, bringing everything into perfect being, perfect health, perfect balance, and perfect state. Relax. Feel the being moving again from the head all the way down to the toes. Moving. Feel as it passes each part of the body, relaxing, soothing, healing. It is a wonderful feeling to be perfectly relaxed. It is the healthy state of being. You can choose to go deeper by counting from 1 to 10. At the count of 10, you will go deeper into a more relaxed, healthier level of mind. 1, 2, 3. Relax and go deeper. 4, 5, 6. Deeper and deeper. 7, 8, 9. Deeper, deeper, and deeper than before. 10. You are now at a more relaxed, healthier level of mind. Healthier than before. Again, it is a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed, a healthy state of being, and this is so. At the count of 5, I'm going to bring you out of the alpha state. You will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and perfect health, feeling better and better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly, 3. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine in perfect health, feeling better and better than before, and this is so. 1, 2, coming out slowly, 3. At the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine in perfect health, feeling better and better than before, and this is so. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better and better than before. All right, you are now out of the alpha state, and you can use this exercise to bring yourself into a relaxed state whenever you need to. Not only that, but you can help your body to attune to the perfect vibration of alpha, which is healing, nurturing, and very healthy, to help the body regenerate and heal itself. And it's a wonderful experience that you can share with others as well. I would like to continue to share meditations of this sort with you on the program, and also would love your feedback, so you can please visit my blog on BBS, or you can visit the blog that on my website, which is researchcia.com. Again, researchcia.com. Would love your feedback, would love to see what you find beneficial, and of course, let me know how you like these meditations and how they can benefit you on a daily basis. One of the wonderful things of going to the alpha state is it's recommended that you go to level 3 times. In the morning, when you awake, you sit up in bed and you go to the alpha state and just relax. And that way it helps to bring everything into balance and help you to attune yourself with the universe. And whatever happens throughout the day is usually in a much better flow. The next time you should meditate would be right after lunch. Take 5, 10, 15 minutes, or more or less, and just refresh yourself. And again, bring yourself into a perfect balance and a perfect state through this meditation. The ultimate, one of the other best times to meditate is at night, right before you go to sleep. Sit up in bed. However, those of you who want to lie down, I know that that can be very tempting. But remember, when you do that, you're going to be so relaxed that you're going to fall asleep. So my suggestion, my recommendation is that you sit up for about 5, 10, 15 minutes. And then once you have gone into that perfect state of being, then you can lie down and you can go to sleep at that level. It is wonderful and very healthy, and your sleep is much more profound. It's deeper, and body to regenerate much better when you sleep at a relaxed state as opposed to a stress state. So I will be sharing with you more techniques that will basically compound on this technique so that each day you'll receive benefits. One other thing I wanted to mention before we go off the air is that 5 minutes of meditation is good. 10 minutes of meditation is better, and 15 minutes of meditation is excellent. So based on the results and also based on your time commitment, because I know a lot of us have to go to work, you can do 5, 10, or 15 minutes 3 times a day, and it will help you to start the day, bring your day back into focus, and end your day. At this state of the mind, you can also review your day and see what things went well in your day and what things went not so well in your day and why. So this is very important. It's a technique you can use to benefit yourself and others. Now, in our next show, we'll be continuing the conversation that we had today on 2012. And I would also love your feedback. And if you would like to ask questions, there are several numbers on BBC that you can go to. Go to bbsradio.com and find the numbers there to call in to the program and ask questions if you would like to participate. Whether you'd like to ask questions on the topics being discussed, or if you have some input or information to share, we would love to hear that as well. Talk to us about your own personal experiences, your own personal guides, and we will very gladly share that on the air with our listeners. So for this week, I would like to challenge you to utilize this meditation and to see how that might improve your daily activities and your work, family interactions, your relationships with your friends. See how that affects your state of being. See how you feel. See how it improves your life. Meditation is a wonderful way to release stress. It is a wonderful way to regenerate. It is a wonderful way to heal. And not only that, but it helps to focus your mind on what you want and not allow what surrounds you to control you. It puts you in charge of your life as opposed to your life in charge of you. So remember this. If you do not control your life will control you. Or even worse, if you do not control your mind, guess what? Others will control your life for you. Now, I don't know about you, but I would love to control my life instead. All right. Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you again next week at 3 o'clock, New Consciousness, New World. Esperanza Ray saying goodbye to all of you. Thank you.